for reasons I do not quite understand, you say, it seemed that details of my affair, even though it had been over for some time, was of huge interest to the paper. I've been asked to ask you this. Even though it had been over for some time, how long had it been over by that stage? By the time you obtained the injunction, how long had it been since you'd stopped seeing this?
Probably about 3 months, 4 months.
You go on to explain at paragraph 16 that their investigations, this dirt digging that you explain, led to the discovery that I'd had an affair with a second woman. See that?
Yeah.
She was contacted by the paper and asked to sell her story. As a result, she telephoned me and asked for £5,000 in return for not telling her story. Can you tell me a little bit about that conversation?
Yeah, she phoned me up and said that a reporter had come in seeing her and told her he'd pay her money and would I pay the £5,000, which I think she did say that to me as well in a statement to the court. So
she said the paper is offering me a certain sum.
Yeah.
But you can pay it, and I won't sell my story.
I won't sell it, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Again, I've been asked to put it to you that she denies having tried to blackmail you in that way. What's your version?
Well, I think in her evidence, going back 10 years, she admitted she asked me for 5,000, if I can remember.
Thank you. And again, this you say that they had discovered you'd had an affair. Do you accept that you had had an intimate relationship with a second woman?
Yeah, I've been in contact with her for over a year, probably so.
I understand. All right. You then go on to say that you cannot think how the paper found out about this second affair, because as far as you're aware, no one else knew about it. It had been over for some time, and on the occasions we met, it had always been at her apartment where she lived alone. And you go on to say, I strongly suspect that my phone was hacked by a journalist, and as a result, the second woman was contacted and asked to sell her story to the paper. And again, I've been asked to ask you, do you have any firm evidence that your phone was hacked, or is that just speculation?
That's just speculation. I have no evidence at all. All I can say is that one of the girls lived in Stockport and one lived in Chester. You know, they didn't know each other. So, it just seems a massive coincidence that the same newspaper got two girls in the space of a couple of months to me.